I'm very excited. You know, this is the, when you sit back and look at things, which in my life and in my career, I don't like to do too much. You know, you have to kind of stay focused on what's ahead. But, you know, when you sit back and look at things and think that I came from fighting in the Finn Valley Centre back in Stranraer and Donegal, you know, it's a long, long way I've came from, you know. But as I says, I don't like to sit back and look at that too much. But sometimes it's nice to sit back and have a wee glimpse at it and see, you know, now this is a lad coming from Finn Valley, Stranraer, headlining ESPN in LA in California. You know, it's something special. It's a proud moment, you know, to be honest. It's a proud moment for myself, my family, and for my whole team involved that helped me from day one to get to where I am today.
Will you have anybody over from Donegal for it?
Yeah, there's actually a good crowd coming out from Donegal, so there's a few of my friends and then a few fans and supporters are coming out, so it's going to be a great night. And obviously, you know, the Irish are great supporters, always have been no matter what, and there's a lot of Irish as well from Huntington Beach here in California and also from down in San Diego that are going to be getting buses to Fantasy Springs as well for my fight, you know, so it's going to be noisy on March 23rd.
Obviously a huge opportunity in terms of exposure, but there's a belt on the line as well, first belt for you.
Yeah, that's it. You know, it's time now to start collecting the leather and start collecting the belts. So, you know, it's going to be a fight for the NABF middleweight title. And, you know, I'm really looking forward to it. You know, it gives me a... Every fight I get into, I treat it as a world title fight. You know what I mean? Because every fight gets me that one step closer to getting where I want to get to, and that's to become world champion. You know, and this is another stepping stone, and this is what every boxer, like every fighter that turns professional, the goal and the image that you kind of have in your head is to have belts around you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And, you know, this is my first chance now to get one of those straps around me. And, you know, it's a very recognizable belt over here in America, because the likes of David Lemieux had it, the likes of Andy Lee had it, the likes of Danny Jacobs had it. You know what I mean? So it has a good list of former owners. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I'm really looking forward to adding my name to that list also.
Yeah, good company to be keeping. Your last fight, probably your most impressive showing yet. You stopped George Menendez in the first round, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Obviously in this business it's important to not just win but to look really impressive doing it. Does that influence your tactics, say, for like the next fight and coming up? Would you be willing to sort of take a couple of extra risks to land the big shot?
The way I get into every fight is, you know, I get in there to perform to the best I can. And I know once I get in there and perform to the best I can, I know I have speed, I know I have power, and I know I've got a lot of talent. And, you know, when I get inside that ring, no matter who it is across the ropes for me, he's going to have one tough and one hell of a night, you know, because I train my ass off every single day. I've moved out here to LA, you know, you're here now yourself for a holiday and you can see how beautiful and everything it is and all that. You know, it's unbelievable, it really is. But at the end of the day, when you're here now for myself coming up to 3 years, it's never home. You know what I mean? And you don't have your friends, you don't have your family with you or anything like that. It's a huge sacrifice, but these are the sacrifices that I'm willing to take to get to where I want to get to. And I also know every time I step into that ring, whoever it is across the ropes from me, when we look each other in the eye, he's going to know that he's not going to push me over easy, and that's for sure.
Yeah. Your confidence must be sky high. It obviously is, based on what you did the last time out too.
Yeah, of course. You know, you can, like, for me, you know, every fighter is as good as his last fight. Do you know what I mean? So my last fight, you know, I had a great victory. I had a great performance. Everything went well. To be honest, I went into that fight expecting 10 hard rounds. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the way he came out in the start of that fight, he started throwing bombs. And I stayed relaxed. Like, you know, I was blocking them and I was like, the first thought that came into my head, geez, this isn't going to go 10 rounds anyway. You know, whether it was going to be me or him that was going to be flat, and it was going to be one of us. And, you know, I was fortunate enough, and, you know, I kept calm, I kept my composure, and, you know, I landed the heavier shots, which dropped him first day. But the first shot that dropped him, he wasn't really hurt. It was just one that shook him and dropped him, his legs went on him. Yeah. But he got up and he was 100%, he was okay, like. But then it was the shot or two after that then that caught him and really wobbled him. And when I seen that then, I couldn't let him off the hook, because if that fight had went past that first round and he'd recovered, it could have been a completely different fight.
As you said there, you're over here almost 3 years now.
Yeah.
You must be well settled in by now. The LA lifestyle, probably fairly good. I've seen recently you were hanging out with Coldplay, weren't you?
Yeah, that's correct.
So you must be enjoying yourself a right bit.
Yeah, you know, without a doubt, like, as I say, you know, the experiences that you get out here is unbelievable. You know, I can nearly now say one of my best friends out here is Coldplay's security, the head of security. And, you know, me and him are very tight. He lives just around the corner from me in Marina Del Rey. And, you know, we hang out every now and then when he's not in tour and when I'm not in camp and everything, you know. So the stuff that I have done here and the people that I have met, you know, as I says, everything's so busy, I don't have time to look back and think about it.
Yeah.
But I know whenever I'm 60, 70 years of age, sitting in a bar having a pint, I'll be bumming my ass off to all these people in the bar saying I was doing this and doing that. But as I says, it's amazing out here. It really is. You know, the lifestyle's amazing. The people are amazing. The opportunities is great. The weather's fantastic. Everything is great about it. But as I've always said, at the end of the day, it's never home.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can't just run in the evening time over to your aunties or your cousins for a drop of tea or the simple things like that in life. You know, it's just, it's different. But at the end of the day, it is exactly where I need to be right now for my career.
The last time I spoke to you, just over a year ago, you said 2016 was about building your record out here, and that by the end of 2017, you were hoping to have a fight at home in Ireland. Is that still the goal?
Yes, without a doubt. You know, every year now, I'm looking to build, to grow, to put my name out there, to get in. I think I am now in the top 10 in the WBA.
Yeah.
You know, so that was a goal reached. But as he says, I never even look back on that until there now, because I'm just setting goals for myself all the time. I'm on a path, I'm on a journey, and you know, I won't be content or happy until I reach that destination of becoming a world champion. But as of right now, you know, it's all about staying focused, one fight at a time. We have an end goal, we know where we want to get to, but it's up to my management team, Sheer Sports, my promotional team, Golden Boy, to put all them steps in place.
Right.
And then it's my job to get into the ring, to perform, to take everybody that steps in my way out of there, and to keep climbing that ladder. And of course, you know, it would be amazing to get a fight back in Ireland the end of 2017, early 2018, because this is what I want. You know, the fans, the supporters that have been following me from the amateurs is absolutely unbelievable. And for me to give back to them, to say, oh, we're going to go up to Dublin or wherever the fight would be, we're just going to jump in the car and travel and stay, and we'll have to travel to LA, or you know what I mean? It's a long journey, it's a costly journey, you know, and everything like that. So I want to give back to everybody that is following me. I want to put excitement back in Ireland, and I also want to put big fights, pay-per-view fights back in Ireland, and I want to give the people of Ireland big, massive fights and something exciting to look forward to.